This is Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. My columns are published each week in newspapers throughout the United States and in the Middle East. I write on American politics and life in Chicagoland every week in the Des Plaines Valley News, the Southwest News Herald, the Regional News, and the Reporter newspapers, as well as online at newsamericanetwork.com and illinoisnewsnetwork.com. I also write a weekly column published every Thursday for the Arab News at www.arabnews.com in Saudi Arabia and Jeddah. And I write news and feature articles for my websites at thearabdailynews.com and thedailyhookah.com. You can reach me anytime to share your opinions, your thoughts, your reactions by emailing me at rghanania@gmail.com. All my columns are archived at thedailyhookah.com. This podcast is available at podbean.com and also for free subscription on iTunes. Thank you for listening. Arab Knesset leader denounces Israeli racism. This is a news story and a column that I wrote beginning with the news story on May 7th, 2017. Israeli Deputy Speaker Ahmed Tibi denounced Israel's government on Friday, May 5th, as a racist body that practices discrimination in Israel against non-Jews and apartheid against non-Jews in the occupied West Bank, Gaza Strip, and occupied Jerusalem. Tibi, the guest of the United Holy Land Fund, UHLF, which raises money for Palestinian orphans and provides scholarships to Palestinian students, told the audience of more than 500 attendees that Israel's Knesset has adopted nearly 50 laws that discriminate against Christian and Muslim Palestinian citizens of Israel. The Palestinian Israeli said that Israel is not a democracy, despite his being elected to the Knesset with the support of Israel's oppressed 20% minority population. And he said that although he is hopeful for support from President Donald Trump and the Arab countries like Jordan, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia to push for peace, Netanyahu's government is the obstacle and will block any peace proposals. Quote, "When I am talking about the daily challenges, I am talking about the racist policies toward Palestinians everywhere. Inside Israel, there are almost 50 laws discriminating between Jews and Arabs in a state marketing itself as a democracy," close quote. Tibi told the crowd from a stage adorned by a replication of the green, black, and red Palestinian flag with a large photo of occupied Jerusalem, the Dome of the Rock, and the Church of the Holy Sepulchre behind him. Quote, "And oppression and racism is widespread in the Palestinian territories," close quote, he said. Elected in 1999, Tibi is a member of the Israeli Ta'al political party, the Arab Movement for Change. Ta'al is a member of the joint list formed in 2015 to bring all of the Arab-Israeli political parties together to protect their involvement in government. The other Arab parties include Ta'al, including Ta'al in the joint list are Hadash, the United Arab List, and Baled, which together make them the third largest voting bloc in the 20th current Knesset. The joint list coalition was formed in response to a new law passed by Netanyahu to strip Arab political parties of their ability to participate in the Knesset by setting a higher standard of vote support. Quote, "We are facing daily challenges," close quote, Tibi said, explaining that as an Israeli Palestinian whose family refused to be pushed out of what became Israel in 1948, he identifies with the Palestinians, not just in the occupation, but the Palestinian diaspora. Quote, "It is challenging because we inside Israel are struggling daily in order to be equal, and we are not. It is important to say it here in the United States, where people in the Congress and in Washington, D.C. are saying that this is the only democracy in the Middle East. There is discrimination in all fields of life, infrastructure, employment, agriculture, industry, religious places, everything, close quote, Tibby said. Tibby added, quote, Israel is not a democracy, close quote, explaining that Israel applies three standards of policies or rules for its citizens. One rule for Jews who live in a system of democracy, but another rule for non-Jews who are denied fundamental democracy principles. Quote, democracy for only 80% of the population for the Jews, the Jewish citizens? That's why I am calling it, Israel, an ethnocracy, an ethnic democracy. More, it is an autocracy, Tibby said. The third rule, quote-unquote, is the occupation and apartheid in the occupied Palestinian territories of 1967, close quote, Tibby said. Quote, democracy is full equal rights for all citizens, not just ethnic rights for one group, the majority against another group, the minority, close quote, Tibby said. When you are discriminating against a minority, it is not a democracy, close quote, Tibby said. Tibby said that Israel's government opposes peace and supports a continuation of the occupation because Israelis are not paying a price for the occupation. Quote, that is why the occupation is continuing, because it doesn't cost, he explained. Quote, in some areas like in the Jordan Valley in the West Bank, even the occupation has benefits for Israel. Asked about the recent meeting between Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and President Donald Trump at the White House last week, Tibby said he is hopeful but doesn't believe Israel's government will permit any movement that changes the status quo. Quote, they should decide on two states or on one state, Tibby said. He supports the two-state solution, which would create a sovereign Palestinian state in the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem. Quote, usually when you're proposing two options, these two options on the table, the Israeli prime minister always chooses the third option, which is not there, the status quo, deepening the occupation because he, Netanyahu, can. It doesn't cost the Israelis. Tibby said it is up to the international community to tell Israel it cannot have the third option and that it must choose either one state or two states. Quote, we are in the 21st century. The international community should not accept any promulgation of the lie of apartheid and intervention of Palestinians. Netanyahu should choose the two-state solution, as I am supporting, or the one-state solution, Tibby said. Quote, if it is the one-state solution, it can be one of both. Either a one-state solution of apartheid with no rights to vote for Palestinians or only for Jews, or a one-state solution that is a one-person, one-vote. Later in an interview, Tibby told this reporter, there will be no peace between Israelis and Palestinians with this government led by Benjamin Netanyahu and Naftali Bennett, Israeli education minister. There is not one cabinet minister who is supporting the two-state solution and a Palestinian state. Meanwhile, all of the Palestinian ministers support the two-state solution, Tibby said. Tibby denounced those in the Israeli government, saying those who deny the existence of Palestinians are, quote, anti-Semitic. Quote, there are ministers in the government who are saying, Mafishi Palestine. There are no Palestinian people. Is this anti-Semitism or not? This is anti-Semitism. Neglecting the very presence of the Palestinian people is anti-Semitic, Tibby said. Quote, there is racism, anti-Semitism, and Islamophobia. We are confronting all this phenomena day by day. That is why I am saying daily challenges. There are those in the Israeli government calling for the deportation, the transfer of Palestinians from Wadi Ar and the Triangle, the Galilee, including by Avigdor Lieberman, the defense minister of Israel, who came to this homeland 30, 40 years ago. Tibby also expressed solidarity with Marwan Barghouti, a Palestinian political leader who was imprisoned 15 years ago on charges of involvement in violent crime. But Barghouti and Palestinians have responded that Israel initiated the violence against civilians and forced Palestinians to defend themselves. Barghouti was blamed for Israeli deaths that took place during the Second Intifada, which was sparked after an extremist disciple of Benjamin Netanyahu murdered Yitzhak Rabin in 1995 and destroyed the peace process signed in 1993. Rabin's successors failed to hold on to the government and peace, and it was hijacked by Netanyahu and international war criminal Ariel Sharon in 2000. The Second Intifada, or Rebellion, began on September 28, 2000, when Sharon provoked the Palestinians. He was surrounded by 1,000 armed Israeli soldiers and Israeli police, and he occupied the Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa Mosque Plaza, declaring it would be only for the Jewish people. The site is the alleged location of the temple from 2,000 years ago established by the Hebrews. The Second Intifada continued through February 8, 2005, following an agreement to end it reached by Sharon and Abbas. During the period, more than 3,000 Palestinian civilians were murdered by Israeli soldiers. About 1,000 Israeli soldiers and civilians were killed by protesters during the resistance. Another 60 foreigners were killed, including many Israelis who held dual nationality and served in the Israeli military or were armed members of Israel's illegal settlements in the occupied West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza. More than 1,600 Palestinian prisoners have launched a hunger strike with Barghouti on April 17 to protest the lack of basic human rights in Israel's prison, the absence of legal processes for the political prisoners, and the inability of prisoners' families to visit them. In an interview following his speech, Tibi, who is Muslim, said that both Muslims and Christians are victimized by Israeli racism and discrimination inside Israel and under occupation, but he acknowledged that Christians are especially being targeted by Israeli propaganda. Ask the Christians in Bethlehem how they are oppressed by the occupation barriers, by the limitations of movement, Tibi said. Quote, ask the Christian clergy being attacked in East Jerusalem by Jewish radicals, close quote. Tibi noted that in 1948, Israel's military forced the Christian Palestinian residents in two villages in the Galilee along the Green Line, Ikrit and Kafr Birim, to leave their homes and flee to Lebanon and Jordan. An Israeli Supreme Court ruling ordered that they be allowed to return to the village, but Israel's governments have consistently refused to allow them to return. Quote, if Israel is so good for Christians, this is a challenge. Bring the people of Ikrit and Kafr Birim back to their villages, Tibi said. Israeli Supreme Court issued its orders in 1951, but as a specific insult to the Christians of Palestine, the Israeli military and the Israeli governments went to Ikrit and destroyed the village, razing all of the homes, including the Christian church there, and doing it in the most spiteful manner possible by destroying the properties in the village on Christmas Day in 1951 to make the Supreme Court order unenforceable. Quote, ask the Christians of Ikrit what Israel did and how Israeli democracy treated them, he said. Tibi praised the United Holy Land Fund for its charitable efforts to raise funds to help educate Palestinians living in Israel and under occupation and to support orphans whose parents have been killed by Israeli violence. The fundraising event raised more than $120,000. Tibi urged Palestinians in America to fully engage in American society and at every level to advocate the truth about Palestine and the oppression facing the Palestinian people. That was the feature news story that I did on Ahmed Tibi's appearance in Chicago, in a suburb of Chicago, on May 5th, 2017. This is the column that I wrote for the Arab News that was published on May 11th, 2017. Racism remains a cornerstone of Israeli society.
Ahmed Tibi, a leading Palestinian member of Israel's Knesset parliament, did not pull any punches when he recently told me the government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is racist and the main obstacle to Middle East peace. Elected to the Knesset in 1999, Tibi heads to AAL, the Arab Movement for Change, one of four parties representing Arabs who make up 20% of Israel's population. Quote, "I'm here to tell the truth and the reality," close quote, Tibi, 58, said, adding that nearly 50 laws discriminate against non-Jewish Israeli citizens. Quote, "We're talking about unequal treatment and policies for the Arabs. We're citizens, but we're unequal in all fields of life, employment, infrastructure, budgets, education, religious places, industry, agriculture, everywhere." Tibi said that despite the efforts of U.S. President Donald Trump and leaders from Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Egypt, no peace will be achieved while Israel is governed by Netanyahu, who first became prime minister in 1999 and led the dismantling of the Oslo Accords signed in 1993. Quote, "There isn't one minister in Israel who supports the two-state solution," Tibi said, adding that he was surprised and encouraged when Trump said he could support two states or one state during a press conference with Netanyahu on February 15. But Tibi cautioned that the one-state solution has two sides, one in which Israel maintains apartheid oppression over non-Jews, and one that is truly democratic with one person, one vote. Quote, "I support the two-state solution," Tibi said, adding that Netanyahu has a third option, quote, "continuing the status quo because it doesn't have a cost," quote. Challenging Israel's assertion that it is the only democracy in the Middle East, Tibi said, quote, "It's an ethnocracy," quote. He spoke as the guest of honor of the United Holy Land Fund, which raises money to support orphans and provide scholarships to Palestinian youth. He expressed support for Marwan Barghouti, the Palestinian dissident jailed by Israel 15 years ago on trumped-up charges of terrorism. Barghouti has launched a hunger strike to protest torture and abuse by Israeli prison guards, joined by hundreds of fellow inmates. Tibi embraced Barghouti's son, Arab, telling him Palestinians in Israel under occupation and the diaspora have not forgotten his father's sacrifices for the Palestinian cause. Many compare Barghouti to Nelson Mandela, who spent 27 years in prison in South Africa on the same kinds of fabricated terrorism charges. Quote, "My father is a freedom fighter," Arab told me. Quote, "He's the Palestinian Mandela. He symbolizes the freedom that Palestinians hope to one day achieve from Israel's occupation and brutality," close quote. Tibi told the audience that Israeli officials who deny that Palestinians exist are guilty of anti-Semitism. He said several of Netanyahu's ministers support the forced expulsion of non-Jews from Israel. "I was moved by the courage of Tibi, a Muslim Palestinian in an oppressive Jewish state that discriminates against non-Jewish citizens every day. He has not shied from challenging Netanyahu and his racist government in the Knesset, denouncing vicious and racist rhetoric from officials such as Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman, Education Minister Naftali Bennett, and Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked. Tibi rebuffed Israel's claim that it treats Christians better than any other Middle East country, asking why the government has refused to implement a Supreme Court ruling issued in 1951 that Christians be permitted back to their homes in Ikrit, one of two Christian villages where civilians were forcibly evicted by Israel's military. The other was Kfir Birim. To undercut the ruling, the military razed the homes and the village church within months of the order. The village was literally erased on Christmas Day, the holiest Christian holiday, sending a hate-driven Israeli signal to Christians about their future. Tibi's powerful words resonated with me. They echoed the words of another courageous Israeli-Palestinian who I interviewed in 1976, Taufik Ziad. The mayor of Nazareth, Ziad, was elected to the Knesset in 1973, serving in both positions for 19 years. At the time, he told me that racism and discrimination in Israel against Christian and Muslim Palestinians was, quote, policy, practice, and reality, close quote, in every aspect of life. He conducted a study in 1987 detailing torture and violence by Israeli soldiers and officials against Palestinian prisoners. Since 1967, more than 800,000 Palestinians have been jailed by Israeli authorities, denied rights to legal representation and visits from family members. Israeli propaganda asserts that not only are Palestinians accused of violence as terrorists, so are their family members. In violation of international law, Israel destroys the homes of family members, relatives, and neighbors of Palestinians railroaded in Israel's prison system. Palestinians face the same challenges, not just in Israel, but in the occupied territories and in the diaspora. Israel's racism against Christians and Muslims today is as strong and pernicious as it ever was. I'm Ray Hanania.
This is Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. My columns are published each week in newspapers throughout the United States and in the Middle East. I write on American politics and life in Chicagoland every week in the Des Plaines Valley News, Southwest News Herald, the Regional News, and the Reporter newspapers, as well as online at newsamericannetwork.com and illinoisnewsnetwork.com. I also write a weekly column published every Thursday for the Arab News at www.arabnews.com in Saudi Arabia and Jeddah. And I write news and feature articles for my websites at thearabdailynews.com and thedailyhookah.com. You can reach me anytime to share your opinions, your thoughts, your reactions by emailing me at rghanania@gmail.com. All my columns are archived at thedailyhookah.com. This podcast is available at podbean.com and also for free subscription on iTunes. Thank you for listening.